It happens that way sometimes. Welcome back in to Beyond Ringside, 205-316-9900, the number to call to get in touch. Live from the Magic City Online Studios in beautiful Birmingham, Alabama, we are set and ready to ride. Yours truly, Fast Eddie Lane, on this side of the control panel, Mr. MCO Chase Pearson.
I hate it when you do that. Mr. MCO is here in the house, y'all. Let's have a good time.
I'd like to welcome back in Mark Mabo Bowman.
Oh, it's my livelihood.
There you go.
And he's on drugs.
Pretty much. Wicked Nemesis, what's up?
Dropping Murder One's name is like a Donner's Club card in Georgia. It gets you in all the right places.
Amen. And speaking of in all the right places, folks, next weekend, October 2nd, for our good friends up in the Northeast, specifically in the great state of New Jersey, you want to pay attention. Coming to Newark, it is going to be the Brick City Fighting Championships. They're going to be at the Essex County College Gymnasium, 61 West Market Street, on October 2nd. And we would like to welcome in the man behind it all, Mr. Louie Turco. What's going on, Louie?
How are you, fellas? Good to hear your voice there, Eddie.
It is great to speak. We had a great conversation earlier this week, and you've got one hell of an event coming up. You got us, and it's right around the corner next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited. We have guys coming in from all over the country. I mean, and these guys are loading for bear. You know, Eddie, we were originally going to call it the Brick City Bloodbath, but we were afraid that would be just too descriptive of what's likely to happen.
Well, a lot of people.
I don't know if you've caught the card. We got two Gracies on the card.
Yes.
Carlos Klein, an IFL star. The Link Brother champions from Poland. Brandon Adamson from the Miletich camp. Brand Weathers from the Ultimate Fighter show. Jerome the Syndrome Martinez from Greg Jackson's gym. Daisuke Yamaji, the Japanese champion from Team Hensel Gracie. Cosmo Alexander, I got a Muay Thai champion from Amsterdam.
Nice.
Eric Bradley, I have the number one Division I wrestler in America. Problem is, he's also a 15-0 professional boxer. We're having a hard time getting him fights. 14 opponents had pulled out, but we got a New Jersey son, Josh Key, stepped up to the challenge, and they're looking to mix that up. I have Frankie Edgar's former trainer, Rob Garino, from the Rhino fight team in Toms River, one of the best in-your-face fight teams in the country. He's fighting on the card. He's fighting another Hensel Gracie black belt, Clayton Passos. I mean, I got guys coming from all over the place looking to do damage. Mm-hmm. I mean, can't ask for a better fan show than this.
It sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. I wish I could get up there.
Hey, we'll fly you out. Not a problem.
Careful. Chase will take you up on that one. I think Mabo and Nemesis would, too. Of course, you and I had the discussion earlier. It's like, I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas next weekend. We're going to cover that on Beyond Ringside a little bit later on in the show. But, yeah, it sounds like everything is set up. The ticket prices, from what I can tell, everything that I've seen, are ultra reasonable for this event, especially with all of the talent you have got coming in for this, not to mention all the celebrity fighters who are planning to be there.
No doubt. I went to another show, one of the big shows. I won't mention any names, UFC. And it cost me a little over $600 per ticket. We made our prices $100 for the ringside for the diehard fans and $25 for everyone so you can take your kids. You can take your girlfriend. You can take your wife. And you can still have, you know, room for dinner. So we lowered the price to $25 for general admission. And we're doing the Go Fight Live for $5.99.
Really?
So there's really no excuse for anyone to miss out on this show. If you can't be there in person, you can watch the beatings from afar. I mean, it's really packed for action.
Now,
I just can't ask for more.
Before you go any further, let me stop you for a second. Go back over the Go Fight Live, because when you mention that price, a lot of people are going, that's got to be a typo. That's got to be a mistake. He can't possibly be charging that little. Give them that one more time on how they can catch that on the internet on Go Fight Live.
No problem. It's purposely set at $5.99. $5.99 on GoFightLive.tv. GoFight, F-I-G-H-T, live.tv. And you just click on the Brick City Fighting Championship.com, the Brick City Fighting Championship.com, and you'll have it on your computer. You can't beat the price. You can watch it afterward. You can rewind it. You can watch it 30 times. I can use the money, so just keep clicking on the purchase button. The more the merrier.
Yeah, I understand that, brother. I'm right behind you on that.
I understand the concept. I mean, and the lineup all over again, especially with Igor Gracie coming in on the card, Carlos Klein, Daisuke Yamaji. I mean, you've got some tremendous individuals coming in on this one. Not to mention, like you said, you've got, I mean, good Lord, scheduled to be there, not fighting, but scheduled to be there, including three other members, Renzo Daniel and Rolls Gracie. Not to mention Jorge Patino.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's a feud that's been brewing for, I'd say, two generations
mm-hmm.
between the Gracies and Patino. And it started off as one fighter against another fighter. Next thing you know, I have four guys from opposing schools fighting. It's going to be a battle of the corners as well as a battle of the fighters. We have Henzo Gracie going to be cornering the Gracie team. George Macaco Patino is going to be cornering his guys. I mean, it's just going to be complete chaos. It really is. Our sponsors were requesting additional security. In case you haven't heard, we have Rick's Cabaret from New York City.
Yes.
The finest gentleman's club in the nation, one of the best chains in the world. They came on board last night. They said, we want to be part of it. As a matter of fact, Carlos Klein, former IFL star, Team Henzo Gracie, works for them. He's a doorman at the club, and he's just loved. So they're rallying around him quick. I've never had more women call for a fight than you could shake your stick at. It's just unbelievable.
Not to mention,
Carlos is fighting, and they're all coming.
Not to mention the fact that you have an unlimited supply of ring girls available for this, right?
Yes. We have a commitment from Hooters. They will provide a contingent of women for our show. We've also hired famous ring card girl, model, and actress Stephanie Kula.
Nice.
She's also came on board with us. She's professional. She's very good at it. Crowd loves her. Plus, not to mention her being eye candy does not hurt.
Don't forget my ticket.
Can't get enough of that.
What time should I be at the airport? I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
Well, our doors open at 6 p.m. The fights start at 7. But I would get there early for the meet and greet with fighters. Also, we're having our weigh-ins on this Friday at 6:30 p.m. at Lynn's, L-Y-N-N-E-S, Lynn's Hyundai at 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey. You can just go to our site, rickcityfightingchampionship.com. All the public, if you mention Beyond Ringside, we will not charge you to come into the weigh-in. You can get photographs with the fighters, autographs with the fighters. If your mother makes them some food, they'll come and eat it. Whatever you want to do, just mention Beyond Ringside, and you come right into the weigh-in. Just hit our website, rickcityfightingchampionship.com, and we're open to everyone. We want everyone to come out and have a good time. Bring the kids, get the pictures with the guys you see on TV. I mean, look at, we got Jerome Martinez from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who's coming out here, the syndrome. You know what he asked me before? When I said, Jerome, I want you to fight on the card. All he said was, what weight do you want me to fight? 170 or 185? I said 170.
Nice.
He tells me, Louis, I don't even want to know who I'm fighting. I'm coming to fight. And then I get a call from his teammate, Rand Weathers, who wants to fight. And he's going to be fighting a serious heavy hitter from the Miletic team, Brandon Adamson.
Right.
Brandon took this fight on 13-day notice, and he's cutting 20 pounds to do it.
Wow.
I mean, you can't find more dedicated guys than this. You really can't. I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable show. I am so glad just to be there and have a good seat to watch this show. So there's no excuse for anyone not to go to GoFightLive.tv or BrickCityFightingChampionship.com and be part of it.
Now, I understand that completely. Now, like I said, I've been looking down the lineups. I've been reading over the fighters' bios, some of the ones that I'm not totally familiar with. And there are some names out there that haven't quite caught, that I haven't quite caught. But there are so many names on this card that have that notoriety, that name factor to them, and of course have built their reputations in the mixed martial arts community all the way across the board. Now, if there's one fight, now I'm not going to put you, I know it's going to sound like I'm putting you on the spot for it. But if there's one fight in particular away from what people would classify as the main eventers, which one do you think is going to be the surprise of the night?
Well, I'd say the surprise of the night, and I've been giving this a lot of thought, it's going to come down to two fights. Rob Guarino from the Rhino Fight Team in Toms River, New Jersey.
Okay.
Versus Clayton Passos, a Henzo Gracie black belt.
Right.
Matter of fact, they were both promoted to black belt a week apart. You know, from obviously different schools. I think that's going to be the sleeper of the night because they're both unending cardio, unending heart, striking, ground game. You can't beat it. But in terms of raw action, my prediction has got to be Jerome the Syndrome Martinez from New Mexico versus New Jersey's own Jose Rodriguez.
Okay.
Jose Rodriguez, if I don't know if you guys remember him or catch him nationwide, this is the guy that if you beat him, he goes home, you go to the hospital. He goes to his family, you go to a surgeon. I mean, the guys that have been fortunate enough to beat him won't fight him a second time. Matter of fact, Dante Rivera, former IFL and UFC, has fought Jose and won and swore he'll never fight Jose again. He said the three hardest times he's ever been hit by anyone have all been from Jose Rodriguez. So I would not be surprised if Jose gets a call from the UFC the day after this fight and says, hey, we want you. I mean, he's just got that kind of action. He's going to get to Jerome Martinez at the first bell, and they're not going to stop until one of them is unconscious, because Jerome is the West Coast counterpart to Jose Rodriguez. They're both the most exciting fighters that you can watch because they're just fighting to win. There's no fighting to win a decision. There's no just doing enough to not lose. These guys are fighting to win from the beginning to the end. Whether they win or lose, that's going to be the most exciting fight of the night. That's my prediction with that. No doubt about it.
Now, this is something that I managed to catch for some of the small businesses out there up in the northeastern United States and some of the medium-sized businesses. If you really want to get your name out, there is always an opportunity in the mixed martial arts community, because I'm going to say this. I work in pro wrestling, and I work some in mixed martial arts on the promotion side for that one. And you will find, and I'm speaking directly to business owners out there, you will find a very dedicated and very vocal and very true fan base in the mixed martial arts community, not to mention very opinionated. we definitely are. Now, the thing about it is I'm saying that to lead up to this, because Louis, based on the conversation that you and I had earlier in the week, there are still opportunities for some businesses and companies to sponsor some of the fighters who are going to be on this show, correct?
Correct. What we've done is we've encouraged different companies. For example, we went to DeadSeriousFightGear.com. The owner's name is Frankie Perez, and I said, Frankie, we're putting together a show. We want to get some company or some sponsor behind an individual fighter. So DeadSeriousFightGear.com is promoting Jerome Martinez.
Okay.
I have SmashFightWear.com promoting his opponent, Jose Rodriguez. So you can watch SmashFightWear.com fight DeadSeriousFightGear.com in the battle. So we are looking for additional sponsors to help with this show or additional shows. They would sponsor an individual fighter. So when the fighter wins, they're going to go inside the cage. They're going to take pictures with the fighter. Everywhere we've turned, we've been getting positive input. For example, the people we've been dealing with have untapped energy. If you go to untappedenergy.com or UE Energy, U as in Union, E as in Edward, energy.com, it's the official beverage of our show. The fighters are going to be all drinking this before the show, so you're going to see nothing but like amphetamine-like action. But really, if you go to our website, BrickCityFightingChampionship.com, check out our sponsors. I mean, we have the most loyal sponsors in the business. We have even from everything from a local attorney to a large car dealership, Lynn's Hyundai in Bloomfield, New Jersey. We have www.official911.org. That's a foreclosure avoidance company. They help you if your home is being foreclosed, made up of former law enforcement officers looking to help people. That's official911.org. And that's all they do. If you're in trouble and your home is in foreclosure and you need help, someone you can turn to, official911.org will be there for you. We just can't ask for better sponsors. We really can't. So we're always open. Our door is open to new sponsors, assistants, anyone that wants to do anything they can to help. They want to get their name out there. Like you were saying, Eddie, it's a loyal crowd. They're loyal in return. And we just want more people to be part of the team. We want to grow. We want to do it slow and steady. So we want to build the strongest show we can. So with your help and our loyal fans, we're going to get there.
We're definitely happy to help. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and say this. The door is always open. When you get ready to, after this one is done in the books, done and in the books, set and ready to go into the history archive, when you get ready to start working on the other one, on the next edition, please keep us posted. Let us know what you've got going on. The door will always be open for you to come on.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. That's what we're here for. Now, also, one thing that I wanted to bring out, this is also not only a perfect opportunity for true MMA fans in the Northeast to come together under one roof and see some tremendous action, but this is also going for a good cause. You're actually a portion of the proceeds are going to be donated to charity, right?
Oh, that's right. We have more charitable donations than I think anyone else. We're raising money and trying to help with everything from the Susan G. Komen Walk for the Cure, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Pediatric Cancer Foundation, American Cancer Society, the Alzheimer's Association, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, the Surf Rider Foundation to keep our ocean clean, and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Why do we pick them? Because we like that show Whale Wars, and we want to give them all the help we can. But back to the Susan Komen, I mean, obviously these diseases have taken the lives and affected the lives of someone we all know or care about at one point or another.
Right.
So together, we're going to take that one small step forward toward the cure. Cure's going to come sooner or later. So let's get there a little quicker sooner than later with everyone's help. We can get that done. So we all need to be focused in that direction. So, again, hit BrickCityFightingChampionship.com. If you can't make the show and you can't buy it online, let's think about giving some money to one of these worthwhile charities.
Exactly. Now, I mean, of course, everybody knows about Susan G. Komen Walk for the Cure. A lot of people are there. Matter of fact, the walks are going on all the way through September and into October and November. Matter of fact, a number of my friends are actually active and involved in it down here in the southeastern United States. The American Cancer Society, one that I hold close to my heart. A lot of my friends know exactly why. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Everybody knows that this Thursday will be the one-year anniversary of when I lost my mother in a fight to pancreatic cancer. The Alzheimer's Society, you know, a tremendous charity. The Alzheimer's Association, actually, you know, tremendous association. But one that actually strikes is the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because you're talking about a situation where you've got terminally ill children, especially, who have that one wish. And whether it be, you know, it could be, I want to meet a movie star. I want to meet a pro wrestler. I want to meet an MMA fighter. And this group comes together with those donations and they make that possible for that child. And the Pediatric Cancer Foundation also, they do a lot of tie-ins with Make-A-Wish. So you've got a tremendous lineup of charities that you're working to sponsor and help benefit. And we all know that it's not going to happen in one day. But every time that an event comes up where you're able to work to make that donation, to make a little bit more research possible, to make one more wish come true, it's always a good thing. Chase, come on in.
I was just going to mention the Diabetes Foundation as well. That was it.
Okay. And from there, like I say, you've got a tremendous list of charities that you're working to put the proceeds towards, and it's definitely one that a lot of people, everybody's going to have a favorite one on this list. So, like I said, portions of the proceeds from the show are going to be going to those charities, and like I said, you have a chance. Fans in the Northeast, all the way across the board, I normally tell everybody a two-hour drive is not too far if the card looks solid. Go to it. BrickCityFightingChampionship.com. You are going to see one heck of a lineup, and you are going to have some tremendous action. For those who are outside that two-hour window, remember, it's going to be available. GoFightLive.tv, $5.99 for the iPay-per-view. You can't beat that. Remember, if you're able to go, general admission seats, $25 a piece. You've got a 60. Go ahead.
One last thing, Eddie, I neglected to mention, we're only 7 city blocks from North Penn Station, the train and the bus terminal. So there's no excuse that people can't take a train and head over there from New York City or anywhere. We're a 10-minute train ride from New York City and seven to eight block walk west on Market Street right to the venue.
And
we've donated 60 tickets to our local radio station for families of depressed financial means to come to our show for free.
Nice.
So we're trying to give back as much as we can to the community and still run a successful show. So we do appreciate your help. Beyond ringside, I can't thank you guys enough. I can't even put it to words. As a matter of fact, I may cry later just think about how gracious you guys were.
Hey, like I said, it's our pleasure, man. And tell you what, when you get ready to do the next one, if it's on a day when one of us is available, we'll take you up on that offer to fly up there.
Absolutely.
Eddie definitely
will.
I am not afraid to step on an airplane. You can ask anybody who knows me. I would rather be flying than driving.
That's for sure.
I was looking at the clock to see if I could make a 420 joke, but I'm not going to do that. I do this show without the utilization or the influence of performance-enhancing drugs, although everybody else on the show says I really should.
That's for sure.
Folks, like I said, check it out, BrickCityFightingChampionship.com. The event is going to be Saturday, October the 2nd. Bell time is going to be 7 o'clock p.m. Doors are going to open at 6. Louis, is there anything else you'd like to add? Feel free. The platform is yours, sir.
I just want to thank everyone again. I want to thank my sponsors, Lynn's Hyundai in Bloomfield, New Jersey, DeadSeriousFightGear.com, UntappedEnergy.com, SmashWare, SmashFightWare.com, one of our local doctors, David Bash, Juan Icaza, Icaza and Burgess Law Firm. And I just want to thank you guys, and I'm really excited. It's the show. This is going to be good. Get a few people together, get your family together, get around the TV, the computer, and have a good night of action.
Exactly.
I've done the best I can to give you guys an exciting card. Please enjoy it.
I have read the bios on the fighters that I wasn't familiar with. Of course, there are so many on here that I do know. Believe me, this is going to be fun to watch. If you don't get a chance to be there live, catch it on the iPay-per-view. I will catch it the minute I get back in from Dallas because I know GoFightLive.tv normally keeps everything in archive for a few days. So if they don't catch it on Saturday night on the original run, it's going to be there for a few days so they can see it, right?
Absolutely. We have three cameras going to get all every angle. We went big budget on the video, so people at home will feel like they're there.
And tell you what, when you get ready for the next one, if you need, here's what everybody's been waiting on, the moment of being purely shameless. If you need a ring announcer, give me a buzz. And if you need somebody to keep the Hooter Girls company, Chase, Mabo, Wicked, they're definitely happy to help.
I'm the best at that.
We're going to need someone to inspect them to make sure they need
I am the Hooters sure. Girl Inspector. HGI.
We have the belt waiting for you.
Nice. You, sir, are now my new best friend.
I'll put it this way. I'm not a licensed gynecologist, but I'll take a look on them. Somebody's got to do it. I mean, it just has to be done.
Wicked, you'd like to slide in for a second?
I just want to say thank you for giving so many donations out. You know, who doesn't know somebody has been affected by cancer or some type? But one question I want to ask before you go. This is one question I've been dying to ask somebody. Sure. MMA is everywhere. MMA is on iCarly. It's, you know, Make-A-Wish, all these places. I mean, I remember when MMA, you know, was like, everybody used to have to huddle around, you know, when it was like outlawed, you know, whatever. What is the one thing that you see, maybe on the horizon that might be a big problem for MMA?
Well, the problem that we've seen is a lot of shows come and go. They overexpand and prematurely get in over their head. That is the problem. We need the fans to come out and support the local show. A lot of times we don't. We all complain. The shows are far away. The shows are expensive. There weren't many known people on the show. It was boring. I've taken all those negatives away and turned them into positives. So now we need the support from our fans, and we can make it happen. That's pretty much where we've come short. But definitely MMA is growing, and it's the future. So as long as we take it slow and steady, and we have the support from friends like you guys and our loyal fans, and our mission statement is to provide exciting fights. If a fighter is not exciting, we will not have him on a future card. That's plain and simple. If a fighter is aggressive and tries to win the fight throughout every round, and he comes up short, and the crowd says, that guy was exciting, I want to see him fight again, we're going to bring him back. We don't care if you lose. If you're trying to win and you put on a good show, you have a home with us. But it's those guys that where there's a takedown, and let's just stall till the clock ticks, and we'll win the decision. That's not for us. We don't want that on our show. We don't have room for that. We want exciting fights because fans, you know, money's tight and we can't be wasting money on boring shows and boring fights. So I think I have the antidote for that here. We have the syndrome covered. So please tune in BrickCityFightingChampionship.com and help us out.
Louis, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your Sunday night to join us on Beyond Ringside. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I had a great time speaking with you earlier this week. And like I said, the door is definitely open. And please, when everything's said and done coming out of the second, let us know. If you want to, shoot us down the results. We'll be more than happy to go over them on air.
Sounds great. I will take you guys up on that. I look forward to talking to you guys again.
You got a deal. Ladies.
And I'll send you some of the Hooter pictures.
Yay.
I like you very much, sir. All the ring girls, I need mass pictures.
Yeah, he does.
Definitely have them coming for you guys.
I thought he's still jumping on the Hooter Girls thing. I thought for sure he'd make a comment about the Rick's Cabaret pictures.
Well, I was going to, sir, but I decided that I would keep my mouth shut.
That's a scary thought from you, Chase.
I know.
The in-house perv.
I am the in-house perv.
You give me your address because we have some really cool t-shirts.
Magic.
The slogan is, some people just need a beating. Some people
nice.
Just need a beating. Send me your address. We'll get you some of the shirts out. They're going quick because they're buying them up left and right. But I will reserve them for you guys.
I'll take care of
so
that.
After the call, please send me the shirt sizes and I'll get them right out to you.
Wick, Mabo, I'm going to need your shirt sizes.
Just need a beating.
Some people just need a beating. I think all four. Tell you what, we'll make you a deal. When we get the shirts, we'll get all four of us here in studio. We'll have the picture made of us wearing the shirts, and we'll send it up to you, man.
That's terrific. I can't ask for more.
I'll even
Thank
do
you
it
guys.
On the green screen.
You guys are terrific.
Once again, Mr. Turco, a pleasure. Thank you for coming on with us. And like I said, the door is always open.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you guys at BrickCityFightingChampionship.com. Have a good evening.
We'll see you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Brick City Fighting Championship, Mr. Louis Turco, and we are going to be back on Beyond Ringside right after this.